We met at UMass. I was actually a TA for a class that Rob was in when he was a student there, and I was a grad student.
What was the class?
Vegetable crop production.
Yep.
Just can't get away from your TA, Rob.
Yeah, I know. I know.
We used to take that class every year to Boston for a very early morning trip to the New England Produce Center, which is like the terminal wholesale market in Boston. We were visiting a pepper broker. He had a basket of habaneros, and habaneros, obviously very hot peppers. And Rob, being a wise guy, went to grab one and pretended like he was going to put the whole thing in his mouth. And the guy said, no, you can't do that. Those are the hottest pepper we've got. And Rob, with a big smile on his face, put the whole thing in his mouth, started chewing it up, turned red like a fire engine, laughing the whole time, mind you, but tears streaming down his face.
Snot, I think.
Looked like he was going to explode, but just down the whole thing, I think. And I remember somebody had to run, and there was a Dunkin' Donuts around the corner.
Get him a milk!
Yeah, exactly.
Did he get an A after that?
He got an A for effort,
yeah,
yes.
There we go. Yeah. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Gideon Porth from Atlas Farm and Rob Lynch from Riverland. Quick aside, Phil Corman from CESA.
Yeah, I know what you can say.
Riverland was my farm share for like 12 years.
I know.
And we used to go there every week.
I'd see you.
And there was goats. But Farmer Rob, as I call you, you and Farmer Megan, your wife, decided this year there would be no farm share at Riverland.
That was a difficult decision. Definitely one of the hardest farming decisions we've had to make. We lost our lease on the farm share building that we were doing our distribution out of.
And
we were kind of in the spot where we're just starting to get out of a lot of our startup debt, and it felt daunting to take on another huge debt to build a farm share building and parking lot and all that. We had been doing wholesale from the outside of the farm, the beginning, really. It felt like that part of the business just kept growing.
And I think this is a little bit of a sub theme going on.
Right, and this might be the segue so that, you know, you have this situation happen with your former business model with your farm, and now you're working a new sort of angle with this in a collaboration with Atlas Farm. So how does this collaboration work, Gideon?
Oftentimes, when you ask local farmers what's their struggle, it's we're trying to grow all these different crops. You know, all of us started as small market gardeners growing everything, and as our farms grew, we kept doing that, but it's very hard to do that efficiently. Rob and I have griped to each other about that every winter. Finally decided
that's when farmers do the griping.
Yeah, right. Well, we gripe all year round, but
we don't have time to gripe during the season.
Yeah, right. You know, there were just certain crops that seemed to make sense that he liked growing that I was happy to stop growing. And in general, you know, when we started the farm store, that was part of the mission, was to have it be a marketplace for the whole local ag community, not just for our farm.
And if you've never been to the store, it's a beautiful timber frame shop right on 5.
Four seasons.
So it's been a total win-win, I think. It's allowed us both to focus a little more, and we're able to offer a broader selection of things to our customers. We have many farm partners that we work with that way. We happen to work really closely with Riverland.
Now, Rob, what are you growing that you can now get at Atlas?
We've been had a bumper crop of cantaloupe this summer. So
Which I learned is not technically cantaloupe. It's muskmelon,
right?
Right. Is that what you have right here?
Yeah, that's what's right
let's
here.
Let's pull that out.
Fondle your melon.
What did you bring that you're growing, Gideon?
I suppose we got some nice sun gold cherry tomatoes here.
I'll have one of those.
Fondle my tomatoes, Monty.
I popped your cherry tomatoes.
Gotta edit that one up.
No, I don't.
Tomatoes are a big focus for us. Lettuce and leafy greens. I brought some kind of a curiosity. We're growing artichokes this year.
Yeah, and I can't wait to try them because I was talking to famed cookbook author Mark Bittman.
He said
if you eat an artichoke and then try to eat anything else after it, it makes it taste sweeter. That's why you shouldn't eat artichokes before you taste wine, because it screws you all up.
Oh.
So I'm going to use these artichokes for my own culinary and taste experiment.
All right.
This works out well for you for both of your businesses. I mean, there's so much. There are a lot of farms in this area, a lot of farmers markets, a lot of CSAs. This works out better for both of you to team up rather than to always feel like you need to compete?
It definitely does for us. I'm still hoping that Gideon feels like he's getting enough out of the partnership.
And because you have the space, the year-round market, it makes sense for you to sort of be that the hub where all that stuff is coming in, right?
That's really what we wanted the place to be. We're trying to offer the broadest mix of local products we can, and obviously we're not going to grow them all. So the more local farms we can enlist, the better.
It's like an old-fashioned barn raising. Everybody comes and pitches in a little bit, and there's the barn. Gideon Porth from Atlas Farm on 5 and 10 in South Deerfield. Rob Lynch from Riverland Farm in Sunderland. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buyalocalfood.org.